Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient. That book has won 5 international awards. TheThirdIngredient.com. That's with the number 3. Adam Witte is our guest, our good friend, the author of 21 Ways to Build Your Business with a Book, co-author of Authority Marketing. Adam, you got to come back another day, and we need to talk about that some more. Adam, folks, is the chief executive officer and the founder of Advantage Family, now Advantage Forbes Books. That's a partnership he formed with the Forbes organization, our buddy Steve Forbes' organization, and Adam are now together in two high-quality organizations and individuals coming together. Adam, congratulations on that. I mean, that's just a great thing, I think, for both organizations. I'm really proud of you for what you pulled together there.
Thank you, Jim.
So we're talking about leadership. We're talking about culture. We're talking about respect, making sure that the people who you work with, these are things that you've learned and that you practiced as you've grown your business from no employees to 100 employees and thousands of stakeholders now. In your overall movement, basically, I call what you're doing more of a movement than a business. I know it's a calling for you, but you used a term in the last segment I want you to dwell on a little bit. You call it zero deviation. Now, I have a term that I call non-negotiable. I love that term because that's pretty intuitive, right? So you said zero deviation. You were talking about to the principles, to the fundamentals, right, that you guys stand for. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so every company should have clearly articulated and stated core values or core principles. And the purpose of this is that we as a team agree that we all will abide and live by these core values and these core principles. And assuming that everybody in the organization agrees to that, in which you're not going to hire somebody into your organization unless they are willing to agree to that. Because if they're not, then you're not going to hire them. You'll go find somebody else.
Right.
So everybody agrees to live by these core values and core principles. Here's the problem. Most companies, they have core values, they have core principles, and guess what? Nobody holds anybody accountable. And so really, all they are is a plaque in the lobby. And if you have values and principles that nobody follows, what's the point of having them
at all? That's exactly right. Yeah, it's baloney. It's baloney if all you have is just words, right? I mean, and if that's what you are as a leader, then the people who are around you, there's not going to be very much respect, is there?
Well, there's not. And when people violate the principles and the values, other people see it. And if they are able to violate those principles and values and get away with it, then what you're doing is communicating that the values and principles don't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that it does is it literally creates a cultural cancer within the organization. And that's why I say that there can be zero tolerance. There can be zero deviation from these principles and practices, these core values. Because as soon as you open up the door and let somebody violate the values and get away with it, what you're doing is you're opening up Pandora's box.
Or
and
worse.
Now giving a license.
Or worse, Adam, I've seen leaders, people, the CEO, the founder, the owner of the company, you know, profess these things, and then right in front of their own people violate them. That's just you might as well, as far as I'm concerned, you might as well go ahead and lock up today because it's going to happen eventually. What do you think?
Well, that's right. It's leadership by example. And so you as the leader, you have to live those values better than anybody. And as long as you're doing that, then it's your job to hold people accountable to living those values as well. And if there's a violation, you can have a non-negotiable stance. They
when you say zero deviation, I mean, that's hard to keep. Isn't that hard to, I mean, isn't being that rigid pretty hard to do in today's world? How do you deal with that? How do you reconcile that with how the workplace is these days?
Well, it is hard, right? Business is hard. But let me tell you what, if you're trying to create a world-class organization, then if everybody agrees on the front end that we're going to live by these values, then you really have to have a very strict policy. You and I were just talking about our friends Nick Saban and Dabo Sweeney, who have the two best college football teams in the country.
Yeah.
I would argue that Nick Saban and Dabo Sweeney probably have a zero tolerance, zero deviation approach.
So, one thing about your approach, which I subscribe to, is once you get it installed and get it out to the last mile of your organization, it actually makes things easier, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. It makes things so much easier, because what happens is there is a shared commitment that everybody in the company now ascribes to. And when you hold people accountable, what you'll begin to find, and it takes time, is that other people in the organization will hold their colleagues accountable. Mm-hmm. And when their colleagues aren't living up to those values or to those principles, then they'll start raising their hand. They'll start calling them out,
and they'll
start talking about it.
Adam, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. So it's AdvantageFamily.com. Is that right, the website?
AdvantageFamily.com.
Hey, Adam, come back soon. Let's talk about how to help people get their book going. What do you think?
I would love it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.